This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. For decades, farm machinery has been getting larger and larger. In this digital age of agriculture, the case could be made that farm equipment can do more with less, especially when you introduce autonomy. Take Burrow, for example. CEO Charlie Anderson says the small, almost cart-like robots are designed to work alongside people to do a variety of tasks.
So these are 5 horsepower up to around 20 horsepower autonomous vehicles. They go up to about 5.5 to 7 miles an hour at top speed. They can tow, haul things, mow, spray, and patrol all autonomously. And when they mow, spray, or patrol, they can do it with a docking station. So you have a docking station, they go out and do a task, then come back, and they can run repetitively, more or less like a boomerang or a yo-yo with infinite power.
Anderson said burrows are designed to be affordable and accessible so they could get as many out on the farm as quickly as possible.
I think there are two approaches to autonomy. One I call the perfectionist approach, and that's you like build the perfect thing in a lab and you have a prototype and you do a lot of testing and simulation and you get it out there. We're not that. We're the pragmatist approach. Get something working, get people using it now, send a lot of stuff back, and the more you have, the more capable they are.
Every day, between 200 and 600 burrows turn on and operate, which helps the company collect data and continuously make the technology better. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.